Well, for many students with disabilities, the return to in-person school could not come soon enough. Online classes during the pandemic came with new challenges and a loss of their usual face-to-face classroom support. KUOW radioactive youth producer Lily Turner, who is hard of hearing, has this story about lessons learned during the pandemic and how schools can do better to make sure all students can fully participate.
Last year, the school day didn't even begin with a bell. We didn't even hear lockers slamming, shoes squeaking, or walk through the hallways with other students. Instead, everyone sat at home on a computer, learning online. It was a completely different school experience. While some students thrived, it was nearly impossible for others, especially for some students with disabilities. I'll start with my own experience. I've always loved learning and had a strong desire to understand the world around me. I'm deaf in my right ear and struggle with hearing in my left. Learning online was nearly impossible. Over the years, I built up tricks and techniques to help me navigate the classroom. When it moved online, all of those were inaccessible. I could no longer read lips and rely on visual cues to understand the material. It was extremely isolating. When I talked to my teachers, they didn't know how to get me transcripts. And when I advocated further for myself, the staff told me the district wasn't paying for subtitles. I was lost. It was up to me to teach my teachers how to teach me. I wasn't just missing out on classwork and lessons, I was missing out on being a teenager. I was excluded from every side conversation, every little joke, all those tiny moments that remind us we're human. I felt alone, but I wasn't alone in this feeling of isolation.
It was difficult, it was hard, it was a lot of maneuvering technology.
Devin Lawson is a senior at Roosevelt High School with cerebral palsy. During school, Devin receives physical and academic support from her aide. During online learning, that support disappeared.
It was just not as easy because I couldn't get much help from my teachers.
Devin receives support through an individualized education program, or IEP, like thousands of other students with disabilities in Seattle Public Schools. Federal law requires that teachers follow these plans for each student. Yet, when school shifted online, it became difficult for students to receive the same type of support. For Devin, it was tough to stay connected to her aide and schoolwork.
We were meeting over Microsoft Teams in her little room office thing.
And was that hard? I mean, that's like completely different from when it was in person, right?
It was really hard, yeah. Because I had to figure out how to present stuff on Teams. I couldn't figure it out.
The disruption from online school caused ripple effects. Devin decided, even though she understood most of the course material, it would be better to repeat her senior year. Across the country, schools struggled with how to best support students with disabilities as classrooms closed and systems shifted online. Robin Lake is the director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education, a nonpartisan research and policy center.
In the crisis, I think these are the kids who fell through the cracks the most. We should be very, very concerned about the impact. Now, that said, there are a lot of holes in our knowledge about what that impact really looks like.
Lake says more research needs to be done to really understand how the pandemic has affected academic and social learning for students with disabilities.
What we know, though, is that there are higher rates of absenteeism, incomplete assignments, higher course failures for these kids.
Lake stresses this is not the failure of educators, but of a system that didn't know how to prioritize its most vulnerable students. This did not go unnoticed. The U.S. Department of Education opened an investigation into Seattle and other school districts. It focuses on possible discrimination against students with disabilities. Some things about online school did work well, and Lake says there are lessons that can be carried forward. Things like customized learning and flexibility to allow kids who learn better online to continue that way. Students themselves have a lot to say on what was successful and what wasn't. Eleanor Steele is a senior at Roosevelt High School. For her, mornings were easier online.
My favorite thing about online school is that I didn't really have to worry about like rushing out the door, which was nice.
But overall, as someone with autism, virtual classes didn't meet her learning needs.
I have a hard time like focusing in class a lot. like online class was harder for me, but in person it's not as hard.
Eleanor recalls students would sometimes talk while the teacher was speaking on Zoom, and it was incredibly difficult to hear and concentrate.
I will literally just like almost want to yell, but I try not to.
She says in-person learning is far better. Roosevelt Jr. Maxford Brown feels similar. Maxford has Down syndrome. Before COVID, band was where he went to socialize and form relationships. But online, it became difficult for him to engage.
It's hard to see them. Physical screens, not like equipment because they're small.
Maxford is telling me how hard it was to read tiny music notes over a computer screen. When I asked Maxford how in-person band was going, he smiled.
Yeah, it's fun playing a lot of people. Like, I got friends and they're all my age and some are seniors. It's fun.
He's telling me about all the fun he's having with his friends in band now. Watching Maxford beam while talking about finally feeling a part of a community again echoed my own experience. I didn't really think anyone else understood this feeling until I spoke with Devin, Eleanor, and Maxford. The disability community experienced isolation and neglect during the pandemic. Once you acknowledge that, you can more fully appreciate moments like Maxford smiling while talking about band. Every student should get to feel that kind of connection and inclusion. Returning in person does not eliminate inequity, but gives us the opportunity to focus on it. For Radioactive, I'm Lily Turner.